Let's start by reliving what it was like when you were really a healthy human who had no clue whatsoever that you might have any kind of disease whatsoever. How long ago was that?
It was October 30th, 2015, is when my kidneys began to fail. I was with a friend and decided to actually, I made a phone call to you, Dr. Falk, and best counsel that I received was to drive to UNC Chapel Hill Hospital as soon as possible. I never believed that my kidneys would actually go out. I've always been very active, working out, doing hot yoga, running around the General Assembly, wrestled in college, so it never really dawned upon me that this could actually happen to me.
In reality, though, Kevin, you had been ill before October of 2015. It was just at that point in time that you were really getting ill.
Yes, sir. That's correct. I was in a state of denial. I thought because I was eating right, going to church, working out, I thought that whatever was going on within my body, that I could actually defeat it. And I was wrong. But it took me a while to get around to the point to admitting that I was wrong, even though I was informed that this would happen.
You know, what's interesting is that kidney disease is such a silent disease. It's measured by a blood test, and you can't feel your kidneys are failing because they can't scream. They can't tell you if your heart's not getting blood. Your heart ends up sending pain signals. And when the kidney is not doing well, there are no messages at all except for blood tests. So it comes as no surprise that you thought you were doing well.
Yeah, and the symptoms began to come. And again, I've been the worst patient probably ever. I ignored those until the end. In fact, I was had symptoms like regurgitating, being tired. I would often say, "What did I eat today? Did I eat something wrong?" I was looking for those excuses to say that I was going to be all right. And I think that brings me back to any time that a patient or someone is experiencing pain or your body is doing something differently, the best counsel and advice I could give to someone is get it checked out, as soon as possible. But I really thought that somehow that I could defeat it or it was just going to change around, which is ignorance, a big ignorance on my part that could have cost my life.
Is there a stigma of having a kidney disease? Does one feel embarrassed about saying, I have a kidney disease? People aren't embarrassed to say, I have breast cancer.
By all means, Dr. Falk, and I think that was part of what I was experiencing. Oftentimes, you look internal, you ask yourself the question, what did I do wrong? Why is this happening to me? You think that folks, whether it's your liver, your kidney, or whatever an organ, that perhaps, you're portrayed as a drug addict, an alcoholic, or just you feel the blame that perhaps I did something terribly wrong, and then the perception that people have of you, which is not the case at all.
It's not the case. It's
It's
not. It's
not.
completely
It is.
inaccurate. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Most kidney disease, the vast majority of kidney diseases are from high blood pressure or diabetes or an autoimmune condition. And if we knew how to stop those diseases from hurting the kidney, we wouldn't have the huge number of patients with chronic kidney disease.
That's true.
So
It's
there's
true.
nothing one can do about it. But still, there is this stigma that has never really completely vanished.
Yeah, and it's amazing though, because when you look at kidneys, it's what you said exactly. Is it any difference from having cancer, breast cancer, or prostate? We look at those somewhat different, and I don't know why that is. But I do think that for me, I just felt as though that I was in, maybe I felt invincible. I felt like this no ways could happen to me. Everything in my life was just going perfect, and I just knew that this was something that I would get over, or surely it's not happening to me.
So in October of 2015, when you did come finally to the hospital because a good friend of yours actually almost tied you down to make you come, And even then, it was in the hall of the hospital, not in some other organized place, that you and your friend and I all had this interesting discussion of, hey, Kevin, you have to wake up.
Yes, sir. I will never forget that part of my journey in life. My good friend, Andy Willis, we were, and yourself, we were at the hospital, and you had reviewed my tests, and I will remember that you said that my kidneys have failed. And I immediately looked at you, and I said, both of them, and you said, yes. And that's when reality had totally set in for me. I began to think about my family, my two girls, my wife, what my life would look like, what I would do now. I loved what I did in terms of lobbying the members of the General Assembly. And I'll tell you, it was a wake-up call indeed.
You know, what's interesting, though, is still in 2017, there are so many people who arrive and need emergent dialysis because either they've never been told they had kidney disease or, in fact, they've been told and haven't really wanted to accept that blood test reality. What advice would you give to somebody listening to say, wait a minute, don't get to the point of really becoming ill?
I would simply say, you know, it's not worth it. If you are sick, if you're experiencing kidney, go to the doctor ASAP. And I would also advise, make sure that, you know, you feel comfortable with the medical attention that you are receiving. I would say that for me, and after my kidney transplant and others, I've advised many people to come to Chapel Hill. Your life is too valuable, too precious to just actually do what I did. I also said about dialysis was a word that I didn't really know about. You know, I made a lot of mistakes with my medical attention. I guess that's what makes me pretty good at this now, because I can tell people what not to do. I'm blessed. I'm lucky. I'm glad that I really did get a second chance. When I think about it, coming over today, walking through the hospital, creatinine at 28, and, you know, been told that your kidneys, you have kidney failure. That's pretty harsh to hear. And even though the warning signs you had shared with me beforehand, exactly that this would happen, but you really learn tremendously much about the next steps and paying attention, you know, once that message is delivered to you. It's just amazing. The whole process, the whole going from where I went, healthy one day, as you've asked that question, to all of a sudden knowing that I need help. And it's perhaps maybe as I think through this, it's a stage that I've never been in my life. I'm always the person to solve issues and solve problems for so many other people. And now the situation is reversed. It's me calling out for help.
So where you got a lot of help also was from your family, especially from your wonderful wife.
Yeah, Alita is awesome, and I did get a lot of assistance. Even when I heard those words that my kidneys had failed me, I didn't know what to do. I didn't know exactly what that meant. Hearing the word dialysis versus livalysis is a name that I want to change it to. You know, when I first told of the possibility of going on dialysis, I frowned at that. You know, and I didn't want to be that person that would always be hooked up to a machine. And I actually told my wife and my family that if it was time for me to go, it's time for me to go. But I really didn't know what I was talking about at all. And I think back at that, if I listen, sometimes you have to take self out of the equation and actually listen to what your doctors, what your nurses, and what the experts are saying.
Or your wife.
And my wife. That's exactly right.